this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised several to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Quickly, we want to pray before we go to sit. That's the way my father does, so I'm getting to learn that. We'll pray before we sit. And one of the things that the Spirit of God laid upon my heart for this meeting, asking the Lord, what's your purpose? What's on your mind for this meeting? It's our season of unending joy. And the Lord said, I want to lift burdens. I want to break yokes of mourning. Those yokes that make it difficult for you to rejoice, I want to destroy them. Psalms chapter 30 verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night. Just one night. It says for a night. Abi, is that not scriptures? For a night. Just one night. But joy cometh. Now, the issue of weeping is a matter of uncertainty. It says weeping may endure for a night. But there is a certainty about the joy coming. Now, the word of God, God gave a covenant in Jeremiah chapter 33 concerning the breaking of the day, the setting of the sun and the rising of the sun. He says there's a covenant at work. If you like, sleep. If you like, don't sleep. Night will fall. Morning will come. There's nothing you need to do about that. So whether you sleep or you don't sleep, that morning, that night of crying is going to come to an end. And the morning that comes with joy is coming to break. In the name of Jesus. All you have to do this morning is to pray. Is to pray. Joy cometh in the morning. The morning will surely come. But so that your own morning will bring with it joy, you are going to pray. You want to ask the Lord, whatever is denying me my joy, those seasons of crying, those seasons of weeping, those seasons that are denied, those burdens that are upon my shoulders, that make it difficult for me to smile, that make it difficult for me to rejoice. Lord, tonight, put an end to them in the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up your voice and say, Father, put an end to the night season that brings mourning, that brings sadness, and cause my mourning to come. My mourning of joy, let it come. My morning of gladness, let it come. Let the day break for me in joy. Lift up your voice and make that your prayer. Let my morning of joy come. Let the day of gladness break. In the name of Jesus. Rapoka satani peya koshitia. E proso paroke patala pali prekedeseta. E no prosho pragato zuzozo preketa. E karapada. Thou, O Lord, hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast taken away my sackcloth and hast girded me with the garment of gladness. La prosota. That's the word of God. That, Lord, you will gird me with the garment of gladness. You will gird me with the garment of gladness. You will gird me with the garment of gladness. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Lord, we are set to receive from you. The scripture says, the entrance of your word giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. Lord, we open our hearts unto you this morning, the speaker and hearers alike. Let your word come. Unto every life, let your word come. Let your word, your spirit, brood upon your word over our lives, and let our lives be transformed forever. Lord, I surrender myself unto you as a vessel, cause your word to come forth with precision and accuracy from me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. If you're excited about this morning service, put your hands together for Jesus. As you take your seat, God bless you. You are welcome to Lighthouse International Christian Center, where the grace of God lifts. And this morning, as the theme of our theme for the month is unending joy. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water. Somebody say, with joy. Joy is your drawer, your fetcher, your duro. Joy is your duro. Hallelujah. This morning, within the little space of time that we have, I really struggled to give a title to this sharing, but as the Spirit of God will help us, I want to title this, One of the Commands, Joy. One of the Commands, Joy. Or you may want to say, Joy is one of the commands, however you like to carve out your title. We're going to read three scriptures quickly. Romans chapter 12 verse 12, Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. In that order, let's start with Romans chapter 12 verse 12, Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. Okay, thank you. Romans chapter 12 verse 12. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Rejoicing in hope. Thank you. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Thank you. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Don't go and write this English today. Always. It's always so. It's old English. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, repetition for emphasis. And again I say, once have you spoken, twice have I heard. In case you did not hear the first time, again I say, rejoice. Let him that hath an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. One of the things the Spirit is saying to the churches this morning, rejoice. Somebody say, I will rejoice. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. Rejoice evermore. This is so succinct, you know. This is straight to the point. Rejoice. How often? As long as you live. Rejoice evermore. Putting these three scriptures together, I want to quickly point out three important things from these three scriptures. People of God, I'd like us to know, our God is not a king, he's the king. The king of kings. Kings don't make suggestions. Kings give instructions. Hello? Kings give instructions. And not until we begin to take the word of God as an instruction, there is no guarantee for a successful Christian living. As long as you think the words of scripture are opinions or people's perspectives, things don't work. God gives instructions. So as it concerns the matter of rejoicing, it is not a situation for analysis. It is not something to be examined. It is an instruction. What do you do with an instruction? You follow. You obey. Rejoice evermore. Excuse me, God, when you were writing this, did you know that there will be times of challenges? Rejoice evermore. Did you know that there will be times and situations where I won't feel like rejoicing? Rejoice evermore. Don't you know that there will be situations, even you said in this world we have tribulations? Rejoice evermore. It's not a suggestion. It's not somebody's opinion. Apostle Paul was not the one giving this opinion. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. So you should know that it is God speaking to Apostle Paul in three different passages of the scripture. Passing out the same instruction. It is not something to be trivialized, sir. And it is not a coincidence that in the Old Testament the scripture says joy is a fetcher. There is something about joy that the devil understands but you don't. That it is in the place of rejoicing. Look at Hannah. She kept going to Shiloh, wearing a sad countenance. And no baby. Sad countenance, no baby. Until that Shiloh, and the man of God said, go, the God of Israel has had you. Huh? And she wiped her face. And she went to eat. And her face brightened up. Bam! And Samuel came. There is a water in your well. That well that you think is dry is not dry. What you don't have is the fetter. is missing is the doro that you used to bring out. There is water in that well. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that maketh merry. That is the word of God for you. Out of you shall proceed. It says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What are you talking about? Does water flow from where it is, does not exist? There is water in your well, sir. There's water in your well, ma. It's just the fetcher. So the first point I'm emphasizing from this line of scriptures is that the matter of rejoicing is a commandment. Is an instruction. It's not a suggestion. Where the word of a king is, there is power. God does not suggest, sir. He instructs. Rejoice evermore. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instant in prayer. Rejoice evermore. Number 2 points from this array of scriptures is the fact that rejoicing is rejoicing evermore. Now, don't get it wrong. You know, in the course of the month, we have had several teachings on this. And by now, you know that joy is different from happiness. Everybody in Lighthouse knows that. By the grace of God, I've been blessed so much by this commission. Since I stepped my feet here in April 2012, I've not remained the same. My brother who brought me here was still asking me in May, are you still in that joy? I said, I did. Now, God give me wife. Well, let's see how they find. Hallelujah. So I'm still there. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I walked into Lighthouse in April 2012 and heard God's servants preaching on righteousness. I said, in this age, I'm staying here. Hallelujah. So one of the things I've learned here is the difference between joy and happiness. Joy cannot be interrupted. Look, somebody that carries this joy we are talking about is not moved by circumstances. Smith Wigglesworth once said, they brought a case to him, a woman who had fibroid, and she was in the healing line. And when the woman came, the Spirit of God said, give her a heavy punch. He said, excuse me, sir, did I hear right? Give her a heavy punch. And poof! And the woman fell down. Poof. And the woman said, Wigglesworth has killed somebody. He has killed somebody. And then minutes later, the woman got up, healed. The fibroid disappeared. He said, how could you do that kind of crazy thing? He says, I am not moved by what I see. I am moved by what I believe. We walk not by sight. He says, 2 Corinthians 5 by 7, for we walk by faith and not by sense. That's modern day translation of sight. Not by sense. And so, it doesn't matter if this something doesn't really make sense. Does it make faith? As long as it makes faith, my brother, keen. As long as it makes faith, please key in. That's an instruction. So number 2 point from this area of scriptures is that you cannot rejoice evermore outside of Christ. Will it work, sir? It's not, it doesn't work outside of Christ. Oh God. Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. It makes it clear. The joy of the Lord, and we're still going to go to that scripture time. The joy of the Lord is your strength. All the scriptures we read, you see them, rejoice in the Lord. See, it is only in Christ Jesus that you have uninterrupted joy. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, uninterrupted joy is only found in Jesus Christ. It's been some years. Some of us have been following this Jesus for quite some time. By the grace of God, next year is going to be 20 years. I have officially surrendered my life. I said, God, not going back. Before that time, I will give and take and give and take. But I said, no. From this point, and that day was the last and final day I had to come out for any altar call. I said, I'm kickstarting a relationship with this Father. And from that day till tomorrow, I have no regrets. I know you don't too. You have no regrets. So it pays to serve this Jesus. There is an unending flow of joy in this Jesus. So if you are still outside of the fold, you don't know what you are missing until you know what you are missing. You don't know. While I was walking outside of town, many times I'll come back to town, I'll be so tired. I want to come for an evening meeting, Ezra project, prayer meeting, or the likes. And I'll be so tired. Say, let me just try. And when I sit down and hear what's being discussed, I say, see what I would have missed. But I wouldn't have known if I had not come. You don't know what you are missing if you are still outside of the fold. The Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, give thanks in every situation. Why? Not because you love to give thanks, not because the situation calls for thanksgiving or celebration, but because this is the will of God. This is the way it is commanded. And don't forget, you are a soldier. In this kingdom, you are soldiers. And the Bible says, no soldier entangles himself with the affairs of civilian life. No. You don't behave like a bloody civilian. You follow instructions. You don't live as convenient, but as commanded. So the commandment is rejoice. So whatever happens, you rejoice. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Number three thing, concerning the unending joy we're talking about, is that I've been looking for the English word to use to express this. But unending joy is extremely important. I don't know what other word to use for that. Is non-negotiable. Is extremely important. Please give us Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Unending joy is non-negotiable, sir. Extremely. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. You know, coming from the Old Testament, you have a lot of references to joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. With joy shall you draw water from the wells of salvation. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. Joy and gladness shall be up. You know, joy. You have so much references to joy than to love in the Old Testament. But when we come to the New Testament, I saw in 1 Corinthians 13, the last verse says, but these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. Excuse me, where's joy? What happened? Coming on from the Old Testament and he's been the reigning champion. What happened to joy in this New Testament? Until I remember the scripture. That there are three things that make the embodiment of the kingdom of God. Why would the word of God restrict it to these three? Because these three encompasses it. Righteousness. Don't forget that the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. What's number two? And so these things are wrapped up in one: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. This thing is so important. We cannot say it any better. It's so important. Please, God has in store for you great blessings. Engage your drawer. Engage joy, your fetcher. Engage joy. I want to give us a few instructions about sources of unending joy. But you know, one of the things that challenges me about the life of God's servant was when he shared the testimony of the fire accident. And he walked out singing. The first day he said it, I thought I was watching African Magic. He walked out singing. With all due respect, sir. And in 2016, my immediate elder sister was involved in an accident. Serious one. Fractured her thigh, her right thigh. And we went for a cousin's wedding, and she had gone ahead of me. I was a bit close to the cousin, so making arrangements to finalize everything before I would be leaving Oshogbo. And I got the distress call. And I responded with the same spirit. I lifted my voice in praise. And every time you engage the joy of the Lord, The process may be long, but you surely end victorious. I'm here saying this today because that process ended victorious. She had two surgeries, but it ended victorious. We were scared she would not be able to have her own child. She has a child today. It ended victorious. Every time you engage this drawer, you don't lose battles. This is how we win. Unending joy. As you prepare to round up, let's look at three sources of unending joy. Number one, the salvation of your soul. Time will not permit us to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 9. But let's look at verses 8 and 9. 1 Peter chapter 1, let's look at verses 8 and 9. The scripture says, whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, talking about Jesus, this is talking about Jesus. This whom is Jesus. In whom thou now, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Joy brings glory. It brings glory. Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now, there is a recursion with joy. I don't know if you understand that word. It's a computer science term. There's a recursion with joy that salvation brings joy. Psalm 51 verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Salvation comes with joy. And then joy in turn brings salvation. When you rejoice, you get all those blessings in your well. The full package of redemption. You get your healing. You get your deliverance. You get your baby. You get your husband. You get your wife. And then that in turn brings joy. And then joy brings salvation. And salvation brings joy. And the flow is unending. As long as you remain in Christ. And it keeps rolling and recycling. Joy, salvation, joy, salvation, joy, salvation. That's what we are seeing. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And then you receive the end of your faith. The salvation of your soul. So salvation is key to enjoying great joy. Number two, prayer. And we cannot say too less or too much about prayer. I thought it was a coincidence when I looked at all these three scriptures we read earlier, and I discovered that for every one of these scriptures, either in that same verse or the next two verses, was talking about prayer. Let's look at Romans 12, verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. They are tied together. Philippians 4, verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. And when it got to verse 6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayers and supplication, with thanksgiving, prayer. And what of Romans, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16, the very next verse, pray without ceasing. Prayer is a bowel, is the bowel of joy. It tears up your joy. It tears up your joy, especially when you do it in the Holy Ghost. It tears up your joy. It makes you rejoice for no reason. Except for the fact that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. And Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 24, eat that all you have not asked. And this morning somebody is going to ask. Because it is our communion service. And one of the things the Holy Spirit opened our eyes to, in Acts chapter 2, verse 46, is that even the communion must be eaten with joy. Even the bread. You see? Acts chapter 2, verse 46, please. Even the communion, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate. How? With gladness. With gladness. Even the breaking of bread and the eating of it must be done with joy. So, if you have not been praying, please learn to pray. It is one powerful weapon that strengthens your pillar of joy. And it makes sure it does not break down. Please learn to pray. Don't be weak in prayer. Don't be feeble on your knees. Don't excuse prayers. Don't use the time of prayer for Facebook. Don't. I have a consistent, you have got someone that's called us several times. I have a premium time. I have a premium place of prayers. But I can't pray for 1 hour. Start with 10 minutes. Start with 5 minutes. At all, not bad. Start with 5 minutes. Don't pray at all. It's too risky. It's too risky. Even Jesus said, watch and pray. It's too risky. Please pray. That is the source, the strength of your joy. Number three, the word of God. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. And so Peter shared this with us last week. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Thy words were found. Ha! Take note. He did not say thy words were read. He did not say, I was flipping through thy word. He says, thy word were found. You don't find what you are not looking for. You only find what you are looking for. Let me ask you, are you looking for God's word? Do you seek the word of God? Do you go after it as men go after money? If we were to engage the same passion with which we pursue our career, our dreams, our goals and aspirations, and use the same passion to pursue the word of God, we'll see changes in our lives. All those things you are running after, we start running after you. That's the scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. Hallelujah. And number four, and the last one, the presence of God. I was glad when they said unto me, Psalm 122, verse 1. Some people, they have to be begged to come to church. Don't be that kind of a Christian. I was glad. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, for in thy presence. This is one of my favorite scriptures. In thy presence. In thy presence. So joy is tied to the presence of God. Nobody comes before the presence of the king sad. You don't come before the presence of the king sad. So it's simple logic. If you know that in the presence of the king, sadness is not permitted, then stay there more. Spend more time in the presence of the king. Then over time, sadness and mourning and gloom will fly away. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. As I begin to round up so that we can pray, I want to give us a kind of a wrap up. Please let's have Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Thank you. If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy joy is small. Can we have it in NIV? Do we have NIV? If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy joy is small. Thank you. If you falter in times of trouble, how small is your strength? Take note of the word, your strength. Now, can we look at Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 again? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10 again. And it says, the joy of the Lord, look at the last two lines, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So, if I replace, going back to Proverbs 24, verse 10, if I replace your strength with the joy of the Lord, I can read that scripture as, if thou faint in the day of adversity, the joy of the Lord at work in you. It's very small. It's very small. So you see, the issue of joy being the drawer from the well of salvation is not a misuse of words. It's not a misuse of literary terms. It is accurate. The word of God does not miss words. Thy joy is small. You can't survive adversity when thy joy is small. You can't survive troubles when your joy is small. You can't survive the challenges of life. And don't forget, it's not that they may come. They will come. In this life, you will have tribulations. John chapter 16, verse 10. You will. You shall. It's certain. But be confident that in the midst of those tribulations, victory is assured. Victory is assured. And so, I want to urge us that the matter of joy is not something trivial. Some of us often take it for granted. That don't mind all those pastors. They don't know what I'm going through. What are you going through? Did you go through what Jesus went through? Jesus, the word of God says, in the matter of your temptation and your challenges, you have not done it to the point of shedding blood. Have you? Jesus shed blood. What could be more? He has been tempted by every standard. He is not a kind of high priest that is not touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He has been tempted. What you are going through, Jesus went through more than times 100. So don't harass us. Somebody said the problem is not the problem. The problem is your attitude to the problem. So don't harass us with what you are going through. You are not the only one going through. Come on! Exhume joy. Display the joy of the Lord. But you cannot fake it. You cannot fake this joy. You can fake happiness on Instagram. You can fake happiness on Twitter. No. You can fake happiness on Facebook. But you can't fake joy. It comes from within. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth rejoices. You can't fake it, sir. And so we're going to take a prayer, and I believe God's servant is going to come up. And if you are still in this house, you have not come to the Lord Jesus. You don't know what you are missing until you know. I'm telling you, every time my dad recounts his salvation experience, he always says, I wish I had known the Lord earlier. I wish I had known the Lord earlier. Every time. I wish. So he tells us, you young people, you have the privilege. Please make good. I want to call Daddy Law. I want to get one father before they now surrender to Jesus. Don't let your kids surrender to Jesus early enough. Early enough. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody, let's be on our feet. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Pasha talabus. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Prakatosia. You want to pray? Prakatoshi labayadas. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I feel the presence of the Lord heavy upon this place. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Somebody, I don't know what you are going through. And you have come to the end of yourself. Hey! Even the word of God says it, we have come to our wit's end. But today you are receiving, you are contacting that joy. I'm talking about the source of it. You are contacting the embodiment of joy, Jesus Christ the righteous. You are contacting the spirit of joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. That makes the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. You are contacting the source of real joy. And so somebody, you are in the house, you are faced with one trouble, you are faced with one challenge or the other, you don't even know how to describe it to God. You don't even know the way out. Malakoshia talaba. The Lord is releasing joy in the house this morning. The Lord is releasing joy in the house this morning. Wherever you are, if you can pray in tongues, please can you open your mouth and let's pray in tongues in the next 2 minutes. Malope kato shatali preketo zaya. Eka progodale butasakaya voshi talaba. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 An everlasting joy shall be upon my head. An everlasting joy shall be upon my head. With joy I draw water. With joy I draw water from the wells of salvation. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Contact the joy. Contact the joy this morning. Contact the joy of the Holy Ghost. Trade your sorrow for gladness. Trade your garment, your garment of heaviness for the spirit of praise. Trade your ashes for beauty. Trade your spirit of heaviness for gladness. Matalika suprakadesha. Eprotozopara paliketeye. Erakakakaruzo doto prakalabosha. Mese preketerosi candelia. Lo prosho prateye kezuvoro pandalaba. Leke fruzozo pragarosi kataya. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, la para gadadadabash. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We cannot overemphasize, the fact that you cannot rejoice forever outside of Christ. There's no shortcut to it. It just cannot work. In this world where you turn on the TV, you hear bad news. You switch on your phone, you hear bad news. Radio, you hear everywhere. They say, "Yes, when I come you, Fulani have arrived, though. Boko Haram in your room, everywhere. Bad news. How can you survive? The joy of the Lord is my strength. And so, if you have not surrendered to Jesus, you are missing a lot. You will die before your time if you do allow the matters of this country and this world to be heavy upon your heart. And as before I step down and allow God's servant to come and pray for you if you are surrendering to Jesus, let me remind you that that pornography you are struggling with cannot leave you alone. You are the one that will leave it alone. And the power to leave it alone does not lie with you. It's with Christ. That masturbation that is a problem. You don't have power to break it. You don't. Unto Jesus I surrender.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.